Gemma deserve, well. The contributions from the children is a wide range. It's from the Dinkies and the Glow Club and the TNT and also our Sunday. So logistically it's been great. It's been great. Anyway, I think they're going to come back on in a bit after they've had some juice and maybe some chocolate. But for a couple of minutes, I want to ask you some questions, actually, and see what you think. So, at this time of year, what are we waiting for? I haven't got there yet. For the family to arrive? Father Christmas? Presents? Good old feed? That favourite bottle of whiskey which only comes out at this time of year? It's less than a week to go to the big day, isn't it? I guess we've all been preparing, have we? Are we all ready? Good. We're anticipating the celebration that will happen. I was just wondering where Jesus was in all the frenzy of Christmas. We're in a time of Advent when we prepare ourselves to remember the coming of Jesus for the first time. And we think on God's plan of salvation. And then we're going to celebrate, aren't we, his arrival. And all that means to Christians around the world. You know, in the Bible, there's a man called Simeon. He was waiting for the arrival of the Messiah. And when he saw Jesus, he knew that he was complete. At this time, let me ask you, will you wait upon Jesus, or will he get lost in the mountain of wrapping paper and cold turkey? Let me ask you another question. Who is Jesus for? Well, who came to see Jesus? At one end of the spectrum, we had the shepherds. The lowest of the low in Israeli society and culture. And at the other, we had those three wise men. Men revered for their wisdom and knowledge, who brought expensive and fancy gifts to give to Jesus. You know, we didn't have the whole spectrum of society in between, but at least it demonstrates that all are welcome. In fact, God chose to reveal what was happening to the shepherds, the lowest, first. And they went about praising and shouting about what they'd seen. And we think about Joseph and Mary, well, they weren't the wealthiest. They weren't the most intelligent. They weren't, you know, well-to-do people within the world. Joseph was a carpenter. And if I'm allowed to say this, Mary was a housewife. They were just ordinary people. So what's God saying to us from this story? You don't have to be a world leader. You don't have to have loads of money. You don't have to have privilege oozing from you. You don't have to have brains. And thankfully, in my case, good looks. God says to everyone who believes that he's there for them. You're all welcome. All of us. My third question. What would you give Jesus for Christmas? If Jesus was on your shopping list of presents, what would you get him? Woolly jumper? Sandals? A walking stick. How about a copy of the New Testament? A shaving kit. A new cloak. A book on wood carving. What do you think he'd want? The answer's simple, isn't it? He wants you. He wants you to give yourself to him, to be reconciled to God through him, to seek forgiveness and live the type of life God had in mind for you, to offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to him. So as we went around like mad people this week, will you stop and consider what the Jesus of Christmas really wants from each of us? Will you? Let's just pray, and then we're going to sing a song, and I think the kids are going to come back in. And, well, there may be some cake for everyone here, but there certainly is a cup of coffee. Please stay around. And it's been great to see you. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for this time that we can share together, and we just thank you for each of the children that have taken part. I know it's been great fun for all of them, and it's provided such a good entertainment and a message for each of us. And at this time of year, as we prepare for all the celebration, help us just to think on Jesus within Christmas and the message of hope and salvation, and that great plan of salvation that was brought to us. Just thank you for this time. Just to bless each family that is represented here. May your love and compassion surround them. They know that you are God. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. So, I'm not sure whether we're going to sing first or kids are going to come back in. I'm not quite sure. What do you think? Should we bring them in? I think actually what we're going to do is we're going to start singing... Come and join the celebration. So why don't we all stand and sing this?